This is the second Sicha of Parshas Korach from Volume 13, Chedek Yud Gimel. Min haksuvim shev Parshas Eina, medaber b'shviras ha-migdash, lomad ha-rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvahs. In this week's parasha, one of the things that it discusses is the responsibility of the Kohanim to guard the Mishkan, later the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes about this in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is important because we're going to do a comparison between what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the list of mitzvahs, and the Mishnah Torah, the 14 volumes of in-depth Jewish law. So in the Sefer HaMitzvahs he writes, Shetzivonu lishmor HaMikdash, that Hashem instructed us to guard the Beis HaMikdash, Ve'lo leches svivoy tamid, and to constantly walk around it, to basically patrol it, lechavdoi ulereimamoi ulegadloi, to show it honor, to exalt it, and to give it a sense of greatness. V'hu omroi, and this is the meaning that the pasuk says, that le'aron, v'hu omroi le'aron, this is what Hashem says to Aaron in the pasuk, ve'ato uvonecho itoch lifnei oyel ha'edus, that you and your sons with you will be in front of the so-called tent of meeting. Which means that Hashem said, I want you, the Kohanim, to be before me in my special home constantly. And then he continues, the Rambam, this same instruction is repeated in different words, where the Pasuk says, that you should guard the guarding of the Ohel Moed, the holy sanctuary. That's how the Rambam words it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. V'hina b'Sefer HaYad, in his 14 volumes of in-depth Jewish law called the Mishnah Torah or the Yad HaRazaka, mevor HaRambam es HaMitzvos HaSeh d'shmiras HaMikdash v'zeh l'shoino, he explains the positive instruction to guard the Beis HaMikdash, and these are the words he uses. Shmiras HaMikdash mitzvah HaSeh. To guard the Beis HaMikdash is a positive commandment. Even though there's no fear of enemies or thieves breaking into the Beis HaMikdash, the reason we still have guards is because the only purpose of guarding the Beis HaMikdash is as a sign of respect to the holy building. You cannot compare a palace that has a royal guard to a palace that is left without any guards. In other words, it's a sign of kavod, respect. Umamshich b'halocha beis, and then he continues in the second paragraph of these laws. Ushmira zoi mitzvasu kol halayla. This mitzvah applies during the night, so you've got to guard the Beis HaMikdash all night long. V'ashomrim hem kohanim v'alevim, and the people who stand guard are a mix of kohanim and levim. Shenema, as it says, v'atov v'onecho itoch lifnei oil ha'edus. And he quotes the same pasuk that we saw previously in Sefer HaMitzvahs, you and your sons with you will be at the tent of meeting. Kaloimar, which means to say, Atem to you, Shomimli, that you will be the guards on my behalf. Vahare Nemar, also further it says, Vashamruas Mishmeres Oyel Moed, that they will guard the guarding of the Oyel Moed. Venemar, and then he adds another quotation which he did not add in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Vachonim Kedmalifne Oyel Moed, Mizracha Moshe of Aaron of one of Shomer Mishmeres HaKodesh, that Moshe, Aaron, and their children, they camped to the east of the Beis HaMikdash, and it says, the east of the Mishkan, and it says over there, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, that they were the ones who guarded the guarding of the holy environment. So V'tzorich Lahavin, that's going to raise four major questions for us. Number one, Tama Shinoi B'Sefer HaLochas MiB'Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why does the Rambam word the same mitzvah differently in his Sefer HaMitzvahs and in his Yad HaChazaka? What's the difference? In the Yad HaChazaka, in the Sefer Mishnah Torah, the Rambam leaves all the verses to the end of the discussion. In fact, in the second paragraph, the second halacha, where he just brings it as a proof as to the identity of who the gods will be. In other words, the Rambam seems to emphasize that these verses just tell us who has the role of guarding the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas when he wrote the same laws in his Sefer HaMitzvos, There he brings these verses to prove that there have to be gods. So why in Sefer HaMitzvos does he use the Psukim to show us that there has to be an honor god around the Beis HaMikdash, whereas in the Sefer Mishneh Torah he uses those same Psukim to tell us who those gods have to be, as if it's the detail that's more important. Question number two. Now, if, as the Rambam argues, the purpose of this honor god is just that, it's for honor, respect to the Beis HaMikdash, then it should have been 24/7. So then it's strange that the Rambam should say that this set of gods only stood sentry at night. If it's an issue of respect to the Beis HaMikdash, surely they should have stood day and night. Va'oid, question number three. Be'achsuvim anal shevi Rambam lo nizkar shemitzvase belayla dafka. Nowhere in any of the verses that the Rambam quoted does it specify that the gods only stand at night. In fact, a superficial reading of those same psukim makes it sound like the gods have to be there all the time. And the Rambam even used that expression in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He said, tamid, all the time. So what prompts the Rambam in Mishneh Torah to say they only stand guard at night? And lastly, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam specified that part of the job is to walk around the Beis HaMikdash constantly. For what purpose? What does that do? What does it achieve? Why do we need it? So four questions. How come it is that in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he quotes the Psukim to show that there's a responsibility to God, whereas the Mishneh Torah, he quotes the same Psukim to indicate who should guard, almost as if it's an afterthought. Number two, if the guarding is for respect to the Beis HaMikdash, logic says it should be as much during the day as it is at night. Why does the Rambam only say at night? Which leads us to the next question, and where does he get that from? Because the Psukim don't seem to indicate that it's only at night. And in fact, in Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, Tamid, it's supposed to always be that way, that there's always guards. And then the question in Sefer HaMitzvos, he talks about patrolling around the Beis HaMikdash, and we want to understand what was the purpose of those patrols. V'yuvan, in order to understand this, and this is often what we do in Torah, specifically in the Rebbe Sichas, if you want to understand a concept, sometimes you have to expand your knowledge base and you have to explore beyond the immediate text and see other texts, in this case, earlier texts, that tackle the same issue. So we're going to compare two different sections of Talmud, two different Mishnayos actually, that seem to say the same thing, and it seems to be repetition, and we wonder why they repeat, and from that we'll get to understand the Rambam. If you have a look at the beginning of the tractate Tamid, which speaks about the daily service in the Beis HaMikdash, and the beginning of the tractate Midos, which speaks about the structure and design and the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, so they seem to both say the same thing in the beginning of each tractate. They both begin with the same phrase, that there were three locations where the Kohanim would stand guard in the Beis HaMikdash. Surely one of those is unnecessary. These are two masechtas, two tractates that follow on one right after the other. So if you've already seen Tamid and you've seen the words, there are three locations where the Kohanim stood on sentry duty, why in the very next tractate do you repeat the same message? We know that there is no commentary of Rashi on the tractate of Tamid, so the commentary that is on the page says, look, the whole purpose of Tamid is to speak about the daily duties of the Kohen and the daily services in the Mishkan, so that we start off by saying where the Kohanim were located just before their daily duties would begin. And maybe that's the reason why it belongs there. Okay, so you've given an explanation of why that has to be stated in the tractate of Tamid. You still have not given any reason why it then has to be repeated again in the next tractate, which is Midos. שבא בהמשך למה שנאמר במסכת תום וגימל מקיים מסחורה, והבה להסחר בחפלת מקיים מסלווים שם ויש המקדש, אף תהיה שלוימר, דקיים דצורך להשמין את שמירת סלווים, מי ודין שמיר בשלי מוסי. In fact, the second tractate, Midos, talks about where the Levium were posted on their 21 different locations around the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Could have just started with that. It could have skipped the part about the Kohanim, which we've already learned in the previous tractate in Tomid, and gotten straight into the Levim. And even though you will argue that, listen, it's nice and wholesome like that, let's put the whole story of the guarding in one continuum, still, there's no need to repeat information twice, particularly in close proximity. So once we examine the goal and purpose of how the story is told in Tamid, and then how the same story is told in Midos, it will help us understand two different perspectives on the role and the purpose of guarding. That will help us to understand why the Rambam has two different approaches in his two different books, the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishneh Torah. So what are the two modes of guarding, or the two areas that we emphasize through this process of guarding? Vahabir Bezeya Shlomo will explain as follows. Mitzvah Shmeres HaMikdash Yesh Levare Bebeis Eifanim. There are two possible ways that you could explain the mitzvah to guard the Beis HaMikdash. Aleph, Shiprat Binyone Beis HaMikdash. Beis, Shiprat Ba'avoid HaSakoyan Valvim Shalem Lishmor Es HaMikdash. Do we look at guarding as a part of the Beis HaMikdash, the building, amongst the things that it requires guards? Or do we look at it as the people amongst the roles that the Kohanim and the Levim have to perform is the role of guarding? So is the emphasis on the building or is the emphasis on the people? And we'll actually spell that out in halachic terminology. Besignon acher, to put it into a different style, but convey the point more effectively. Mitzvah shmiras hamikdash, abidavar negel hamikadash atzmoy choyvas cheftza hamikdash, tzorich liyaz nishmar, ela shechir shmir zoi hutal ala kohanim v'alevim, oi shemilachatchila yichoyvas gavro, mi mitzvah yisva avoidas ha kohanim v'alevim, ela shechir v'hu lishmor es hamikdash. In halacha, we very often distinguish between whether the requirement of a mitzvah is what is called chiyuv cheftza, the item has to be dealt with in a mitzvah way, the job has to get done, or is it chiyuv gavra? It's the responsibility of the individual. I have a mitzvah to do. So if I have to put on tefillin, that's my mitzvah. It's not that my pair of tefillin has to be worn. It's a chiyuv gavra. It's a mitzvah for me. That tefillin has to go on to me because I have to put on tefillin. Tefillin services me. Whereas there are other mitzvahs that have to be discharged. The job has to be done. It doesn't necessarily matter who does it. So let's say, for argument's sake, that there was a person who was destitute and needed to be supported. It's not so much necessarily me who has to do it. It's the fact that they get supported. So generally in halacha, we split mitzvahs into two categories, whether the mitzvah is on the chefta, the emphasis is on the object, or the mitzvah is on the gavra, the person who has the responsibility to do it. That's the question here. Is the guarding of the Beis HaMikdash a mitzvah of the chefta? There's a temple, which is a holy place that needs respect, therefore it should be guarded. Detail, these people will do it. Or is it a mitzvah's gavra? You're a kohen, you're a levi, you have a responsibility to serve and to guard. Detail, this is where you should stand. So those are the two possible angles that we could look at this from. Therefore, so if you want to work out where the emphasis lies in terms of this guarding of the Beis HaMikdash, surely we then have to work out, well, what's the point of guarding? In mitzvah shmiras hamikdash umitam kovod, וחלושן הרמב״ם אינו דוימה פלטרין שיש עליו שיימרין, לפלטרין שאין עליו שיימרין, הרי זה פרט בפלטרין מקדש גופה. If the motivation to have guards around the Beis HaMikdash is, as the Rambam says, honor to the Beis HaMikdash, then the key ingredient is the building. The building deserves honor. Now let's get to the details of how we execute this. אבל המשמיר סמיקדש הוא מטעם שלא יקון איזור, ובתומי וחיוצה בזה, וכדי לשמור הקנים וכולי, אז זה פרט בחיוב הכהנים והלווים וכולי. But if the reason why there should be guards around the Beis HaMikdash is to ensure that people don't accidentally enter into the areas they're not allowed to go, because there was a hierarchy, certain areas were open to only men, certain areas to only kohanim, certain areas to only the kohen gadol, so you have to have guards to ensure that people don't go where they shouldn't. Or if the purpose is to make sure that the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash are cared for properly and not taken out of where they are not allowed to leave, well, then the responsibility is on the people. We have to make sure that you don't walk in where you can't. ולפי זה, היה אפשר לבר זה שנישת סלמי שבגים המקום עם הסכנים שויים עם הם בראי שמסכת התאמים והם בראי שמסכת המידס. With this thinking, we can hopefully explain why the same message is repeated twice, once in the Mishnah of Tamid and once in the Mishnah of Midos, because those two tractates deal with totally different things. Tamid deals with the role of the Kohanim and Midos deals with the structure, the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So Masechta Midas Inyono Kishmo Medubar Baba Midas HaMikdash V'tzuroso Yuvinyono V'chol Inyonov. The tractate of Midos, as the name, Midos means dimension. So as dimensions, as the name implies, this is a tractate that speaks about what? About the building, about the Beis HaMikdash itself. And as we're told, it's how to structure it, what it should look like, and what happens in the building. So there the emphasis is on the building itself. That would be the chefza, the object, the item that needs to be guarded. So when it talks there about guards, it's from the perspective of this building is special. It needs guards. Whereas Tamid focuses on the roles played by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. There the question would be, do they have a role in guarding the Beis HaMikdash? Would be the same topic from a different angle. And that would be a brilliant way for us to resolve this issue. Why is the same message repeated in two different places that the Kohanim have to stand at their three sentry locations, both in Tamid and in Midos? Simple. Because in Midos, it's telling us from the perspective that this building needs to be guarded. And in Tamid, it's telling us from the perspective that these Kohanim need to do a particular task, which is to guard. Val Pizeh, if that's the case, let's apply that thinking to the Rambam. Move on, Masha. Rambam loy hevi behilchos beis abchira habsukim anal derayal etzim din shmiras hamikdash. If that's the case, we can appreciate how come it is that in the Mishnah Torah, in the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam does not quote the verses as a proof that there need to be guards, but rather as a proof as to who should guard, why. The Rambam's attitude in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, which is the laws of the building, the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, is that the Beis HaMikdash is the main thing. There's no instruction to guard. The building needs to be honored, therefore it needs to be guarded. And that's why it's interesting that the Rambam will list the laws of guarding the Beis HaMikdash in the section of Beis HaBechira, where he talks about the building, not in the sections that speak about the different roles of the Kohanim. Because in that particular encyclopedia of Jewish law, the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam goes with a view that the purpose of the guarding is because the Beis HaMikdash deserves it, because it's a holy, special place, and it would be disrespectful if it was left unattended. That's why he does not bring these psukim that we had earlier quoted as proof that the Beis HaMikdash needs to be guarded. Ki bi psukim elu mevurak alef chiyuv hagavra shel hakohanim v'alvin lishmoras habayis, because these psukim focus on the responsibility of the people, and this section is talking about the responsibility of the building. In other words, here the Rambam is talking about what the building requires. It's inappropriate to quote the verses that speak about what the kohanim are responsible to do. That's subject for another conversation. Specifically, the psukim that come out of this parasha Korach, those are because the Jews complained. Oy vey, what's going to happen? We're going to trespass accidentally. We'll go into the Mishkan. We'll die. We need something to help us not to go where we should not go. In response to that, Ashelochein tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato vonecho veisavichu tistus avoin HaMikdash, ve'ato vonecho itoch lifnei oy lo'edus, sha'kohane v'alevim yu shomim shalei konsu b'nei sol HaMishkan. To that Hashem responded, you, Aaron, your sons, you'll be the sentries. You'll be the buffer. You'll ensure that the people don't go where they should not go. This is completely ill-suited to what the Rambam is speaking about. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira focuses on the fact that this building needs to have the respect of an honor god. Those psukim speak about the people need other people, the Kohanim and Levim, to keep them at bay, that they shouldn't go where they shouldn't go. It's not the correct pasuk for this particular quotation. That's why the Rambam leaves it, so to speak, till the end, and actually doesn't even get into that detail. So this pasuk from Parashas Korach does not speak to the issue that the Rambam wants to convey here, which is that the Beis HaMikdash is a place that requires the respect of gods, therefore he doesn't bring it. Okay, so have we resolved our issues? We started off with four questions. So far, what we've done is we've addressed one. We've addressed the question of how come it is that the particular verses that the Rambam quotes in Sefer HaMitzvos as a given suddenly become almost like an afterthought in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. We've addressed it because they don't really speak to the heart of what the Rambam wanted to say in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. We have not yet answered some of the other questions, like, why is it Dafka at night? And especially, there's no indication in the verses that say that it should only be at night that there are gods. Plus, in Sefer HaMitzvos, we haven't yet answered what the Sefer HaMitzvos means by saying that they need to patrol around and what the purpose of that is. Besides all of that, we still have another problem that is about to emerge. Omnam. Actually, this explanation that we have just given, which is to distinguish between whether the issue is the building, the Heftzah requiring guarding versus the Kohanim having the role to God, and that's how we want to try and explain the difference between the two references in the Rambam, we have a couple of questions on that. Aleph. Let's say that we go with what the Rambam has said, that it's an issue of respect to the Beis HaMikdash, that it should have an honor guard, and you cannot compare a guarded to an unattended palace. Let's ask this question. Well then, if the concept is just to show that we won't ever leave this building unattended, then even one guard will do, because that shows we won't ever leave the place vacant. And then you could answer, by the way, that the fact that there are three locations for the Kohanim and 21 locations for the Levim may not be for the sake of the Beis HaMikdash. That might be for the sake of their responsibility. They also have a role to play. Vayim Kain, so if it's true that we're looking to show respect, that we never leave the building vacant, that raises a big issue. Because we answered that in Midos, which is the tractate that speaks specifically about the building, and therefore when it talks about guarding the building, it's for the sake of the respect and honor of the building. Why then do we need 21 locations of the Levim in that tractate? That tractate should have said there should be guards without any further detail, because even one guard would discharge the responsibility of showing how much we love the Beis HaMikdash, we'll never leave it unattended. And the detail of 21 Levim should have been in Tamid, because that's the part that speaks about the individual role of the Kohanim and the Levim, how they personally also have a responsibility, Chiyuv Gavra, to look after the Beis HaMikdash. So we seem to have a bit of a problem with the explanation that we've offered. We still have two other issues. Second of all, Le'idach, Tzorech Lo'avin HaShaycha Shekolin HaShmir Le'Masech De'Tamid. Actually, you should ask the question, why is the concept of guarding the Beis HaMikdash mentioned at all in the tractate Tamid? In Yonah Be'ikohu Le'var Avoidas HaTamid, Och HaShem HaMasech De'Tamid. The purpose of tractate Tamid is to tell us the regular avoider service that the Kohanim and I suppose the Levim had to do in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the name means, Tamid, the things that are consistent. Ukumosha Kosovo Rambam. Shemesech the Tomit ain't about Dibur Loyadvar Chachma Vloyadvar Isve Heter, El Sipur. Shuhu Omer Heachoy Makriven Atomic Day Lasses Ken Tomid. The Rambam actually says there's no deep wisdom shared in Tomid. There are no big issues of forbidden or permitted areas of Torah law. All it is an account of how proceedings happened on a daily basis in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the focus of Talmud, telling us a story so we will know how the Beis HaMikdash operated, and please God, Mashiach comes today, and we know how to reinstate those services. Why then, if this is about the daily operations of the Beis HaMikdash, why then do we talk about the aspect of the Kohanim standing guard? If you want to tell me that it's something that the Kohanim had as a responsibility, there are other tractates, like Yuma, which speaks about the Kohanim and what they do on Yom Kippur, or Zevachim, that speak about how the Kohanim took their responsibility around the sacrifices. Why Tamid? Tamid is about how the daily service runs. You want to tell me what the Kohen's responsibilities are? Great, stick it somewhere else. So that's our second question. Why are we talking about guarding in the Masechta that speaks about the daily running of the Beis HaMikdash from dawn to dusk? And question three. Okay, we've made the claim that guarding the Beis HaMikdash is a detail of the building. The building requires an honor guard. That was our reason why it belongs in the tractate Midos, because that's about the building. Let's understand this. Hare gam lefi abir shemishum kvoid HaMikdash, hare zerak shashmir hi bishvil kvoid HaMikdash chulei. If you're going to say that guarding is part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the correct way to say it would be it is for the sake of the building. The guarding is not part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. It is a service for the sake of the Beis HaMikdash. Which then raises the question, why should guarding be mentioned in Midos? Midos is about the structure of the building. This is not the structure of the building. This is a service that is done to the building. So we thought we had a brilliant explanation over here. Oh, it's really simple. Let's split it into two possibilities or two angles of how guarding works. There's one side of it is that the building requires to be guarded. The other side of it is that the people, the Kohanim and the Levim, have a responsibility to guard. Well, it's not that simple because things don't work out as neatly as we thought. It turns out maybe that there's got to be more to the story. V'yuvan. So before we can get to understand this, we're going to go back to one of the first questions that we raised, which was, why are there no guards during the day? If you're talking about respect for the building, surely that respect applies 24/7? Why is the mitzvah, as the Rambam codes it, only at night? It's a beautiful answer for this. What do you mean? During the day, the place is a buzz. During the day, you have Kohanim running back and forth, bringing sacrifices, sprinkling blood, offering incense, doing a whole host of things. What greater honor could there be for the Beis HaMikdash during the daytime than that? You don't need token guards standing outside to give honor to the Beis HaMikdash. The enthusiasm of the practitioners inside the Beis HaMikdash is the greatest honor. It's only at night that it becomes an issue because the place shuts down. You cannot do any of the service in the Beis HaMikdash at night. So then you need to create something to give honor to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very interesting perspective. But we still need to understand it. V'tzorich bir. So let's understand this a little bit better. How is the Kohanim in service honor to the building, to the Beis HaMikdash, and how is that similar to the honor of having people stand sentry at night, because there's got to be some kind of a correlation between the two. It can't just be during the day we do this kind of thing and at night we do something totally different. There must be a link. So the Rebbe introduces at this point another perspective, something we hadn't previously discussed, and it's a really important angle on what the purpose of having gods is, so that you never forget, even for the briefest moment, about the Beis HaMikdash, that there should be constant consciousness of this holy place. As the famous halachic authority, the Rosh, writes that the kavod, the honor you show to the Beis HaMikdash, is that you're never distracted from it. You're always focused on it. Not every single member of the nation, but there are always members of the nation focused consciously on the Beis HaMikdash. It's a very beautiful insight. And let's be clear, Hesech HaDa'as, the idea of becoming distracted, is something that impacts other areas of service in the Beis HaMikdash. So for example, if somebody was in the process of bringing a sacrifice or looking after something that had been dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash and they became distracted, there was always the concern that maybe during the time that they were distracted, this item or animal might have become defiled without you noticing. That's not our concern here. Our concern is not that something will happen to the Beis HaMikdash if you turn away. Our concern is that the honor to the Beis HaMikdash is it should never be forgotten from the Jewish mind, 24 hours a day, 365 years, days of the year. That there has to be a focus on the Beis HaMikdash. That is its honor. We care so much about it, we're always thinking about it. We're always looking towards it. We're always focused on it. We actually have a similar application for this in two areas of Jewish law, one that applies to us and one that only applied to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, the high priest, had a tzitz, he had a golden band on his forehead, and he wore it during service, and he had to be absolutely mindful of it at all times. As long as it was on his head, he had to be mindful of it. He was not allowed to be distracted. We, when we wear tefillin, we're supposed to be mindful of our tefillin as long as the tefillin are on us. Not just mindful that they shouldn't get ruined or damaged, but mindful of the fact that they're there. That's why during the davening, there are multiple times that we touch our tefillin to remind us that they're there. So it's a similar kind of psychology that we want with the Beis HaMikdash, that you should be constantly mindful of the fact that it exists and that it's so central, obviously, to Judaism. Once you see it from that perspective, you appreciate that this is something about the building itself. The building should be front and center in our minds. So if I have to have God standing there so that the building is front and center in my mind, I understand why it is in the Masechta Midos. Because Midos talks about the building. And this is a detail about the building. Part of the building is that we should be conscious of it all the time. In other words, we're saying over here, this is not a service that is performed in that location, the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, this is central to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash as a place has to be central in our focus. Actually, the Rambam said exactly these words. The Rambam said it clearly. The palace is different. You cannot compare a palace that is guarded to a palace that is not. The emphasis being the building itself is different if it is front and center of our minds or a little bit distracted. So we're saying the building itself changes by how much focus is placed on it. If it is something that has to be a central focus all of the time, it tells you it's a better building, a more important building, a more valuable building. So far we have now switched. not just to say there is the mitzvah with regards to the building or the mitzvah with regards to the people. We've honed it and we've said the mitzvah with regards to the building is that the building itself gets greater stature if we have to be always focused on it. Now, parenthetically, the Rebbe says something that's a little bit jarring, but it's very profound. The sages tell us, and this is the jarring part, that any generation that does not see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, it is to be considered as if they had witnessed the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in front of their eyes. The Fiashita Tuchum Beis HaMikdash Inyan Nimshach, which effectively indicates that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is an ongoing experience. It was not a once-off historic event. So when you think about that, this detail we've just explored brings a whole new level of appreciation to that principle. The purpose of Midos is that we should be very familiar with the structure and design of the Beis HaMikdash so that we know how Hashem intended it, so we can rebuild it at any given time. So just like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you were not supposed to be distracted from the Beis HaMikdash. We're supposed to learn these details so we don't get distracted from the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that only heightens the angst, the pain of the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, because it's not just the building that was destroyed and hasn't been rebuilt. Not only do we believe that that destruction is an ongoing process until it is rebuilt, even more than that, we believe that it is at the highest level of a beautiful building that everybody cares about and is focused on. Why? Because we still learn those details today. So how much more severe is it that it now lies in ruins? The key principle that we have learned over here is Hesech HaDa'as. The nature of the guarding of the Beis HaMikdash is to ensure that we never lose focus on the Beis HaMikdash, and that elevates the stature of the building. That will help us understand why, A, the Rambam insists that the sentries have to stand at night, Dafka. It also will help us to understand why it belongs in the tractate Tamid, because we said, hey, Tamid is not about responsibilities of the Kohanim, it's about the daily process, the story of what happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Surely you should have spoken about the Kohanim's responsibility in a tractate that speaks about their responsibility. What happened daily in the Beis HaMikdash? The Kohanim were on duty, and they were on duty from first light, doing, bringing, offering, etc. Now, in order to do their service as Kohanim, the requirements were that they had to be absolutely focused. In fact, there was a whole checklist that they had to go through every single time that they brought a korban for the purpose of bringing a sacrifice, for the purpose of bringing it to Hashem, etc. They were absolutely laser focused throughout the whole of their day's service in the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, nobody could be distracted or forget about the value and holiness of that place. At night, there is no service, so we now have to create a way that people will remain conscious of the Beis HaMikdash. How? Guards. That's why the Rambam says we need the guards at night, because the guards at night will be doing, our question was, how is it the same as what the Kohanim are doing? It is the same. The Kohanim are remaining absolutely focused on the Beis HaMikdash, completely dedicated to this holy place and the God it represents. So too, we have to replicate that at night by putting up sentries whose job is one thing, be absolutely focused on this place and conscious and mindful of it throughout the night hours. That helps us to appreciate how it is that the story or the requirement or responsibility, the instruction to stand guard belongs to the tractate Tamid. Because exactly what Tamid will describe, the daily service of the Kohanim, is the same theme as what the gods standing at night will do, i.e., be conscious and mindful of the Beis HaMikdash. Parenthetically, the Rebbe says, this may even have a practical halachic application. That even though the Tamid, the Kohanim's duty in the early morning of bringing the Tamid sacrifice began when it wasn't properly light, and you may have thought that the guards should still have to stand because it's dark outside, well, if the purpose is that they should be conscious of the Beis HaMikdash, and once the Kohanim serve, that consciousness is in play, then as soon as service began, the sentries could step down. Al pi ze, yesh levoy mash masechta tamid huva rak ha-gimul mekoymes sh'kohanim shomim, v'ilu b'masechta midas huva gam sh'alevim ayu shomim b'chof alef mekoymes. With this explanation that our whole focus is on the concept of hesach hadas, that you shouldn't lose focus of the Beis HaMikdash, now we can resolve why it is that in Tamid, it only speaks about the three locations where the Kohanim stood, and in Midos, which seemed to be the wrong place we thought to get into the details of the 21 locations of the Levim, actually that's the best place. How come? B'masechta Tamid, loy bo lavor mitzvah shmiras HaMikdash mitzad inyonoi hu, kim lahadgish achas mipulois avoydas HaTamid ashab avo behemshach lishmiras Beis HaMikdash. Namely, shlilas hesach hadas mehamikdash. The goal of Tamid is to tell us that the whole continuum, standing sentry through the night and the Kohanim getting into the gear in the morning and serving the Beis HaMikdash, is all to serve as the same theme, to be focused on the Beis HaMikdash without distraction. Of hesach hadas, ariyashim kamishur madregas, in a bazena gear, beikin, in shmir sakhanim, shmitzvah, shmiros, shiokhanim, shem, bibifnim. So, yes, there are all kinds of different levels of how much distraction there might be, but overall, the message is that you need to have focus on the Beis HaMikdash, and all we need to know for that is that the Kohanim stand, bibifnim, inside the actual precinct of the Beis HaMikdash. The minute the Kohanim start work in the morning, you no longer have that issue. You no longer have to be mindful of the Beis HaMikdash through guarding, because now you're mindful through service. The Kohanim standing inside the building can step down. And in this context, there's no purpose in quoting that the Levim also stood guard in 21 locations. Why? Because the 21 locations of the Levim were outside the precinct of the Beis HaMikdash on the Temple Mount. So the kind of consciousness and awareness of the Beis HaMikdash that the Levim would represent is a lesser awareness, because they're standing on the outside, to the kind of awareness of the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim would represent, because they're on the inside. So as soon as the Kohanim are doing full service, you don't need the Levim to be standing outside, just like you don't need the Kohanim to be standing inside. But this is not something to discuss in Tamid, because the tractate Tamid is about the primary consciousness of the Beis HaMikdash, which is affected by the Kohanim, both by day through their service and by night through their guarding. Whereas when you get to the tractate Midos, remember we said that the tractate Midos wants to talk about the greatness and value of the building, and part of that is how do you illustrate the greatness of the building by having an honor guard. That is, as the Rambam said it, you cannot compare the palace that has guards. There we dafka list not only the three places where the Kohanim stand, which is primarily just to keep them focused on the Beis HaMikdash, but we emphasize also the 21 locations of the Levim. Why? Doesn't matter why the Levim are there, that they have a responsibility to discharge. everybody will agree, the more people stand guard, the greater the stature of the building. Midos is the tractate that speaks about the stature of the building. So in Midos, we want to say, look how many people stood guard. Not because we're focused over here on what their responsibility is, but because we want to highlight just how magnificently important this building is to the Jewish people. Now that we have explained that the purpose of guarding the Beis HaMikdash is primarily to keep focus, so we never become distracted from the holy place. We can now understand what the Rambam was talking about when he said you have to patrol around the Beis HaMikdash. Well, we asked, what's the purpose of that patrol? Now we know. Tano, there's a very famous Mishnah that says, Ish har habayis o mechazar kol mishmar mishmar. There was a person who was in charge of checking up on all the different people who were standing guard. V'chol mishmar she'enoi oimed, any group who he would approach and they would not stand up and acknowledge him, nikar shehu yoshein. There would be clear evidence that that person or that group had fallen asleep on their shift. Choyfta memakil chulein, he had the right to give him a bit of a clap to wake him up. So now that we have already established that the whole purpose of having guards around the Beis HaMikdash is that we should not lose focus. There should never be a time where the nation is distracted from the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you have a man whose job it is to patrol around and check up on all of the guards, that they are awake and vigilant and focused, that emphasizes exactly what the purpose of guarding the Beis HaMikdash is. And this is what the Rambam was talking about, walking around. They don't all walk around. They're actually posted statically in their position. But there's one person who walks around to ensure that they are focused at all times. Why? Because the purpose of the guarding of the Beis HaMikdash was mindfulness. And his job was to ensure that they remained mindful. Valpizeh. That, and this is how the Rebbe concludes the Sicha, and that brings us to a very interesting insight about a detail around the guarding of the Beis HaMikdash that most people would have completely overlooked, but the Rebbe picks up on it and gives a magnificent explanation for it. Based on this, we can understand something that the Mishnah in Tamid describes, the Beis Haftinus, the Beis Hanitzutz, Hoya Aliyos, Varovin Shomrin Sham, that there were two buildings built into the side walls of the Beis HaMikdash. One was called the House of Haftinas, the other was called the House of the Spark, and young Kohanim used to sleep there. Ovi Gemara Isa, Dekar Lem Roivin, Dolimotan Mevad Avoida. The Gemara says Roivin, which is the name that the Mishnah uses to describe this people, means they were not yet old enough to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And the commentaries say that that means that they were minors. They were under Bar Mitzvah. So then there's an obvious question. Whoa, hang on a second. You're telling me that part of the responsibility to guard the Beis HaMikdash was that you had these young people who were positioned in two locations, but they're too young to fulfill a mitzvah. They're under Bar Mitzvah. So how could they discharge the responsibility of the so-called honoring the Beis HaMikdash? And especially in context of what we have explained, that the mitzvah of guarding is that they should be conscious. We don't trust children to have that kind of focus, that they remain mindful and conscious of something for an extended period of time. We expect them to be distracted. So how on earth could part of the honor guard of the Beis HaMikdash be left to children? But now that we have explained that there was a man who was responsible, the man of the Temple Mount, who used to patrol around and go prod everybody and keep them awake and keep them focused. That gives these children the halachic qualification of a child supervised by an adult. In many areas of Jewish law, if a child has to do something that requires intention, and there's an adult supervising him, we consider the child to have had the right intention because of the adult who is supervising. In this case, there was no major, complex, sophisticated intention that these Kohanim had to have. It was just simply be aware that there's a Beis HaMikdash, that you're standing there, that it's a holy place. It therefore was sufficient that you could have this Ish HaRabayis just pop in every once in a while to refocus the kids. That was good enough. Well, the Rebbe does not, at least in the Likutei Sichas, doesn't end off with a lesson for us, but it's amazing how he's illustrated that the purpose of guarding the Mikdash is Shaloi Asiach Das, that we should not lose focus, that the Beis HaMikdash is the central pivot of the whole of Judaism. Maybe the lesson for us is that, yes, we're a little bit used to the fact that for 2,000 years we haven't had access to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Temple Mount is in other people's hands. And we could become a little bit complacent about it and maybe forget that that is the central part of Judaism. And we dare not lose that focus. We should at all times remember, as we do when we pray, we face in the direction of Jerusalem and more specifically the Beis HaMikdash. We should be absolutely conscious and mindful of the fact that this is core to our Judaism, and we ask and demand of Hashem to send us Moshiach and restore the Beis HaMikdash to us, please God, immediately.